You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Is the steam running out of the recovery from the Great Recession, at least from the perspective of local governments in our state? That's the question raised by a new report on the fiscal health of our local governments, the Michigan Public Policy Survey done by CLOSUP, the Center for Local, State, and Urban Policy at the University of Michigan. CLOSUP Administrator Tom Evacco is back with us. What were you asking local leaders?
We do an annual fiscal health tracking survey, and we ask local leaders whether their jurisdictions are better able or less able to meet their fiscal needs this year compared to last year. We ask a wide range of questions tracking fiscal health. That's kind of our summary question about changes. We also ask, what's their current status? Are they healthy? Are they in stress? And we asked about a lot of individual indicators as well.
And what stood out to you most about your most recent findings?
We think it's an early warning sign here that even though the economy in Michigan is still improving, maybe not, you know, gangbusters, but the economy's been improving for a while, including in the last year. But what we've seen this year in fiscal health for local governments is a reversal in a trend. What we've been tracking since 2010, each year there have been more and more jurisdictions saying we're better this year than we were last year. This year, that trend has reversed.
Why do we think this is happening?
Probably the most important source of funding for local governments in Michigan is property tax revenues. And what we've seen is a reversal in that trend. Mm-hmm. We've been tracking since 2010, each year more jurisdictions saying their property tax revenues have been increasing. This year, that has reversed. Fewer jurisdictions say their property tax revenues are going up. Same with state aid. We've been tracking the last few years. State aid has been increasing for more and more Michigan jurisdictions. This year, that trend has reversed. And costs continue to go up. Needs go up. It's a pretty complex set of issues that drive fiscal health for Michigan local governments. And there are warning signs in a lot of areas.
Well, what jumped out was local officials' confidence in being able to meet their fiscal needs is at 31%.
That's right.
Is that like a canary in the coal mine type of thing to you?
That's exactly what we think it is. This is kind of an early warning. And the worst thing here from our perspective is this is happening while the economy is continuing to improve. What we've seen is it takes an awful long time for a state as big and complex as Michigan. It takes a long time for fiscal health to improve for, you know, our wide range of community types and jurisdiction types. If we're already starting to see a reversal in these trends of things getting better while the economy is improving, that's a pretty big concern, I think.
Yet even as local leaders say they have shrinking confidence, your analysis says more than 40% plan to increase spending on infrastructure and more than 30% on public safety. So what's going on here? Is it because these expenditures are absolutely necessary?
Yeah, it's probably a few things. We ask about whether those needs are increasing, the demands for infrastructure maintenance, the demands that people place on them for public safety services. And those are at all-time highs as we track them. We started our survey in 2009. Infrastructure needs are at their highest level since we started tracking. Also, what we saw when the Great Recession hit back in 2008, 2009, we saw local governments trying to protect services. They made cuts in other places before they started to really cut into services. And so I think they're still kind of catching up in improving services, improving infrastructure.
I was really struck as you looked at fiscal stress and really high alarm at the county level with nearly 19%. That's like a fifth of county officials rating their fiscal stress as high. And a year ago, it was just 3%. That's a big jump.
That's a very big jump, especially as we tend to track just 1 year. That's a very significant increase. Again, a few things really stand out for counties. Property tax revenues. Last year when we asked, are your property tax revenues increasing or decreasing, only 5% of Michigan's biggest counties said that they were going down. This year, 27%. That's a very significant increase in a short period of time. State aid, 34% of Michigan counties say that their aid from the state is decreasing this year. Now, it's not huge cuts from the state, but nonetheless, less money from the state while their costs are still going up.
So if you're Governor Snyder and your state lawmakers, what should you take away from what you found from our local government leaders?
We are in the process right now of doing additional analysis on the data that we gathered from the survey, and we're coming out with a report in a few weeks that's going to look at the state's system of funding local government. We think what we see right now in this report we've released today is an early indicator there that this is something that's going to have to be dealt with. Again, if these kind of problems can start to happen while the economy is improving, what's going to happen when our next recession hits?
Tom Evacco with the Center for Local, State, and Urban Policy at the University of Michigan. Tom, thank you so much.
Thanks, Cindy.